Hey, it's me. Today, I actually have two pieces to read for you. One is Chinese and one is English. Technically, neither of them are poem, but I guess we can just call them soft-spoken reading in that case. Here we go. The first one is 寄陈天寺夜游. Funny enough, it's by Su Shi again. It's completely unintentional. I just had the last part of this one looping, keeping itself on loop for the last hour in my head. And I got home, I was like, shoot, I gotta get this one out. And I went on my computer, locked it up. It turns out it's Su Shi, which is really funny. I think this guy kind of hijacked my brain for the past week or so. Anyway, here it is. 寄陈天寺夜游 元丰六年十月十二日夜，解衣欲睡，月色如乎，欣然起行，念无与为乐者，遂至陈天寺，寻张怀民。怀民亦未寝，相与不于中庭，停下。 如积水空明，水中藻荇交痕，盖竹柏盈野。何夜无月？何处无竹柏？但少闲人，如无两人者耳。So this is it's quite free writing, but it's very well put together. It's like a short journal entry of one night. He was about to go to bed, but couldn't fall asleep because the moon was too pretty to be ignored. And he wanted to get up and enjoy the view, but couldn't find anyone to share it with. So he decided to walk all the way to his friend's place, only to find that his friend's also up. The friend's name is Zhang Huaiming. So the two of them went for a walk together in the courtyard, where they saw the moonlight casting its shadow over the plants of some bamboos and some cypress trees. And at the end, he's saying, every night there is a moon and there is bamboo and cypress plants everywhere, but it's rare to find people like us too. With really nothing to do, but willing to, he didn't mention the last part, but my interpretation is willing to carve out this period of time to enjoy the little beauties in life. I really like this one because I guess being a hopeless romantic with a lot of needs and urges to share those little things I find in life, it is difficult. And I am almost jealous of him being able to find a friend to do things like this when he wants to. I mean, So today, a little bit of off-topic talking, but today is actually my birthday, and actually I had a lovely night as well. I went for omakase with a best friend of mine and enjoyed great food, great conversations, just the company in general, and somebody who's willing to spend time with you and listen to your nonsense. I think it's great. She holds a special place in my heart. I think we became friends because we appeal to each other's task manager part of our personalities. Like, we hold each other accountable. We talk about like personal development, finance, investment, goal setting, the Odyssey plan, where do you want to be in 5 years and how are you making that happen, sort of bullshit. But a lot of time she is willing to put up with me, and there are days I'm like, I just want to go to watch the sunset, and it's half an hour drive, I'm coming to pick you up right away. And there are days that she would say yes and just go with me, which I'm really grateful for. And this led to the second piece I wanted to read for you. It's some quotes from a movie I really like called Meet Joe Black. I don't know if you've ever watched it. It's a lovely movie. And this specific quote is from, I think it's, what's her? I think she's Jamaican. Yeah, Jamaican lady. She was dying in the movie. And the protagonist, Joe Black, happened to be there. And she saw something in him. No spoiler here, so I'm not gonna get into too much detail. But this is something that she said to him after noticing that he might just be a passerby. Of, if you want to know of what, you're gonna have to go watch the movie and find out. And the quote goes like this. And nice it happened to you. Like you come to the island and had a holiday. Sun didn't burn you red, just brown. You sleep and no mosquito bite you. But the truth is, it bound to happen if you stay long enough. So take that nice picture you got in your head home with you. But don't be fooled. We're lonely here mostly too. If we're lucky, maybe, we got some nice pictures to take with us. So, this was actually inspired a conversation by a conversation I had just now with somebody. We're talking about why we kind of resorted to pillow talk audios and communities where resources like this, and it made my heart ache a little bit. I don't want to get into too many details, but whoever is listening to this audio right now, I just wanted to say, you might not believe it, but I think I understand why you're here. And I hear you. And I'm really, really glad that you hear me too. And that we somehow found each other. It's almost like what I talked about after the rainbow. Following the first piece I read, when you are looking for some level of company and couldn't really find it, at least it's nice to have something that we're having right now, the time, the energy, the company that we're sharing with each other. I know we haven't met, and I know we probably will never meet in real life, but it's nice even just meeting you like this, and I'm glad that hopefully, maybe, we each got some nice pictures to take with us. Well, wherever you are, I hope you have a great one. And if you're trying to fall asleep, I hope you have the sweetest, sweetest dreams. And take care. Okay?